Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, June 5th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the controversy that is brewing as a result of President Robert Mugabe's presence at the United Nations General Assembly in New York, where he is attending an ocean summit, though his country is landlocked.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's trip to New York to attend an Oceans Summit. And his critics are saying the president is wasting scarce resources.
The high-level United Nations conference to support the implementation of Sustainable Goal number 14, which means conserve and sustainably use the oceans, seas, and marine resources for sustainable development, began at the United Nations headquarters in New York today and ends on Friday. The government of Fiji and Sweden are co-hosting the event.
But Mr. Mugabe's trip has caused the divisions within the country. His opponents have come out guns blazing, accusing the president of wasting the country's resources by chartering a plane to a summit that they say does not help Zimbabwe at all. This is Mr. Mugabe's 10th foreign trip this year alone. But those backing the president say these travels show clearly that Mr. Mugabe is fit to rule. Of course, he's 93 this year. And they also argue that Mr. Mugabe uses such opportunities on the international scene to talk about the sanctions imposed on Harare.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yebo kambe mahlabezulu, siyahlala namhlanje. Kunapha ke ku-Live Talk lapho sikhuluma khona ngohambo lukamongameli Robert Mugabe. Ungapha ke kwele Melika eNew York, lapho ke asemhlanganweni khona obona ngezolwandle. Umhlangano lo usibili ukhangela lokho kuthiwa yi-Sustainable Development Goal unumber 14. Ekhuluma ngokuthi kumele kugcinwe sibili ngonanzelelo ulwandle kuzobuya ke lokho kuyokuhambelana lakhonokho. Kodwa abantu bakhona ukuthi kavele udingani mongameli la atshi ngabantu sibi
ongukahama wadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitaura nezverwendo rwava Mugabe kuNew York uko vataura nasi mangwanani ano ke kunguva dzeku New York kumusangano une chekuita nemakungwa nenyanza asi munyika hamuna kuwirirana vamwe vari kuti aiwa deva Mugabe vasinavo kuenda vamwe vachiti hapana chakaipa kuti mutungamiri wenyika anga achienda kunzendo dzakadai Gibbs.
Yeah, so okay, Blessing. Okay, can you understand what I'm saying? Because Zimbabwe is Scotland. Here, usiya Indian Ocean. Kukachana kunye kumangaza. So, but ukuhamba kwakhona buya ngapha kungani nje bafuna ukubhapha phezu kolwandle. Njengoba esihlala isikhathi eside
So about one batching as of course, for starters, from Africa, there were only three leaders there, including Mr. Mugabe. There was, of course, the president of Gabon and the president of Tunisia, if I'm not mistaken, I'll just double check that, of Togo, rather. So it's Gabon, Togo, and Zimbabwe. Only those three nations sent their presidents there. And most countries, including neighbors, South Africa and Mozambique, who are actually coastal countries, they dispatched their ministers responsible for that particular portfolio. So this is why some people are saying Mr. Mugabe should have sent Amai Opam Chinguri, the minister responsible for conservation, to that particular summit. Of course, Mr. Mugabe's backers, like we said, are saying there's nothing wrong in the president going. Mm-hmm. We want to hear your views. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. Mr. George Mukwananzi, People's Democratic Party Deputy Spokesperson. Mr. Mukwananzi, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. And how's are you in Blaue?
No, I'm in South Africa.
In South Africa. Joburg?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Lucky hit. You know, everyone in South Africa is in Joburg.
Yeah.
Everyone in the UK is in London.
Mm-hmm.
America is what? New York, I think?
Yeah, Washington.
Really?
Washington, D.C. Maybe okay. New York. Yeah? So, Mr. Mukwananzi, we really appreciate your presence in this kind of discussion. And, you know, at the end of the day, there are so many of these arguments flying around. And people are saying the president should not be at this summit. But we heard him talking, you know, saying that he has got a right to be there because oceans affect people from different places. I don't know whether we've got that kind of audio that we are going to play so that Mr. Mukwananzi can most probably listen and understand exactly what the president was talking about. So let's have the tape first if we've got it, and then you can respond, Mr. Mukwananzi, from what the president is talking about.
The oceans and seas contribute significantly to the development of my country in their capacity as a model for the conveyance of goods between my country and the outside world. That contribution is set to grow and increase in the coming years as we opt for greener modes of transporting our exports. Sea freight will be a preferred choice for its environmental friendliness and higher carrying capacity than air freight. Co-presidents, one of the challenges identified in the implementation of SD14 is that of the unsustainable extraction of marine resources. In the implementation of SDG14, as in the implementation of all the other SDGs, we have underlined the need for capacitating developing countries through the provision of finance and of affordable access to technology. We have also underlined the importance of partnerships at all levels, from the national to the global level. I wish to remind some partners that while they may exclude my country from some financial and technical assistance facilities because of the illegal sanctions they continue to maintain against it, the effects of climate change are not discriminatory. May they listen to that. The effects of climate change are not discriminatory. So please, down with your sanctions.
Remarks there by President Robert Mugabe in New York today, that is at the opening of the Oceans Summit currently underway in New York, and it ends on Friday. Gibbs.
So what is your reaction, Mr. Mukwananzi, on what you heard? You know, the president is really adamant that he's supposed to be there.
I cannot help but laugh, you know, at the whole president, a 94-year-old, coming from a landlocked country like Zimbabwe, traveling all the way to America to give a speech and contribute about oceans. You know, it's not even a pressing need. It's not even of a primary or a secondary importance to us. It's further than that. We are not directly involved in the running of the matters and affairs of oceans. Fine, we know we do get our goods via oceans that are not even controlled by us. So why travel all the way to America when the Mozambicans and South Africans through whom we get our goods did not even see it important for their presidents to go there. You know, this is part of the culture of wastefulness by ZANU-PF. I'm not sure if the president has developed this, you know, appetite for traveling because he sees that his days are numbered. He wants to enjoy the last of, you know, being airborne, traveling everywhere and so on before his maker calls him. So this is quite laughable, you know. And I just wish somebody could knock sense into that old man's head and, you know, get him to prioritize issues that are important to Zimbabweans. This is not one of them.
But like the president said there, Mr. Mkwananzi, he said that, you know, oceans affect everybody. You might be landlocked. Are you just criticizing for the sake of criticizing? I remember at one time former U.S. President Johnson saying that if I woke up one morning and walk on top of the Potomac River, everyone will say, oh, the president cannot swim.
No, it's not criticizing for the sake of criticizing. We as a nation, we have our problems that are pressing, that have to be attended to, you know, urgently by a president. You know, for him to waste all the money traveling to make a contribution on such an, a summit about oceans, when Zimbabwe doesn't even have any sort of a policy or whatever it is that has to do with the waters of the ocean. If it was about environmental degradation caused by you know, mining and so on within the country, then we would understand. That is far removed from Zimbabweans. Their day-to-day lives are not, you know, immediately affected by oceans. Let those, you know, who remember, we are not saying that Zimbabwe doesn't need to contribute on such matters. Mm-hmm. We are saying that it was too much of an overkill by a country to send its president when that country doesn't even have any sea around it. He could have sent far more junior people to go there if he wanted his views to be, you know, heard there. He could have written that and given that to somebody junior to go and present there. For him to do that, it surely shows that he doesn't have anything pressing, you know, to attend to as a president. Mm-hmm. It's like he's on holiday, you know. Mm-hmm. So I really think that it was not necessary at all, and this is not for the sake of criticism.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Now I think we are joined by our second guest, and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. He's a ZANU-PF lawmaker, and is in the Central Committee of the ruling party. Honorable Chuma, good evening, and welcome to the program. I'm told the line has gone down. So
yeah, we'll try to get in touch with Honorable Chuma.
Yes.
Of course, you heard from Mr. Mkwananzi that he appears to be saying we don't even own a canoe. But
I still remember there was a project that was supposed to be implemented in Harare, you know.
Yeah.
In late Tikore, Enos Tikore, wanted Zimbabwe to construct some canals.
Yeah.
Fill those canals with water. And then you move from Chitungwiza to Harare, you know, using canoes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe.
Regati bozgo tu wano waruguti kudipa Facebook up. Tina baba, Peter Beta waruguti naye ama, dodo wakubunza msangano uyu, unobatira chicha hizo kuti, atina gungwa, isu toto titorika landlocked country. Mm. So izu azine ine isu izu, anamai mchunguru watadza kugadzirisa mvura, irimuna unyani. Ya viringidzwa nesiweji apo ndinoinwa ne iyo ndo inonwa nemaguta mazhinji apa vari kumhanya kune zvemagungwa atisine inawo tsve kubata makanzuri tanzwa nekunwa masiweji. Then we have chokwadi sezvachiri who says that's why even President Trump vakabuda Paris agreement zvinopedza mari dzedu mahara. Peter Beta says that's because that's because it wastes money pazvinhu sine inesu apanyika iri pa critical saizvozvi. And then we have Farai Sibanda arikuti we are a coastal country, Kariba, Zambezi, Limpopo, and we have a sea. which one is this? He says it's Glenora C in Harare. Oh, not forgetting C Junction. Yeah. Not forgetting C Junction, Kishitungwiza. So don't complain, Zimbabweans. Mr. Mkwananzi.
Yes, sir.
You heard what Farais Banda they said, that in actual fact, Zimbabwe is a sea, Glenora Sea, you remember, that identity is
a
Babin.
That's why I was saying, this whole thing is laughable, because, I mean, I can't bring myself to appreciate, you know, the reasons why a whole president had to go there. You know, here is somebody who, after causing the country to kneel down on its knees because he could not get it to, you know, to be productive with his policies and so on, still continues to drain out of the fiscus, you know, for purposes that are not going to resuscitate the economy, for purposes that are going to continue to cause the country to bleed. He flies there and to make such a useless speech that has nothing to do with Zimbabweans.
Gibbs,
I think Honorable Chuma is back. Honorable Chuma, can you hear me?
Can hear you.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. So the president is in New York, and some people are saying he's not supposed to come here for, you know, a summit on oceans. He was supposed to delegate, maybe send a junior guy to come and do it. So now tell us, what's your opinion on this kind of oceans summit that is being attended by the president and the president himself for attending this summit?
One thing that I'll outrightly put across to you is that it's very unfortunate that we now have a disease of some kind that has attacked some of our brothers and sisters who see it fit to always be on a mission of some sort, to always vilify, criticize whatever the president does, without really going into the depth of what the president would actually be doing. I wish people would understand the issue of this summit that the president has gone to New York for first, before we can start to sort of then want to point fingers and vilify and do all sorts of things. It's so unfortunate that the people who want to shy away from the knowledge thereof, of what exactly these summits are all about and what they entail before one becomes critical. Because you see, the issue of criticizing means that you must understand what you are going to critique. If you have no knowledge of what you're going to critique, then it becomes a sort of unfair and biased criticism. So I'm not sure if anybody who's criticizing this even knows what this whole, conference is all about. I was so shocked, that was pleasantly shocked, when I saw one of President Mugabe's very religious critic actually coming out on Twitter to say, I might not like the president, but on this one, he's on point, because this issue does not only affect nations that have oceans and seas, but it affects every nation, per se. So you see, that was somebody who was being honest and I'm candid about his analysis of this whole program. So I wish we could get to a point whereby people begin to have constructive criticism rather than just to criticize for the sake of criticism, because it has been done by the President Robert R. D. Mugabe.
Okay, Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma.
Maybe say, Mr. Tsvangirai having done that because that's what they like, and they like him. They might not have been criticizing that, and it's very unfair.
Honorable Chuma, the reason why people are criticizing the president is that, one, Zimbabwe is landlocked. Number two, countries that are actually affected by this, like Mozambique, South Africa, coastal nations, and also island nations, have sent their ministers, and there are only three leaders. Mr. Mugabe, the president of Gabon, and the Togolese president. The rest, they sent their ministers or some junior officials in their governments.
Well, I don't want to speak on behalf of Mozambique and any other country that decided not to do that, because, you see, I want to say it here that at times we are beginning to have lack of urgency in some of these matters by some of our fellow countrymen, I mean our fellow countries, African countries, who don't seem to understand, who don't seem to put importance where things are supposed to be actually leveled and weighed in that kind of sense. Our president understands this very well. He understands the future impact for the future generations for all these things. And he himself would actually speak out openly without meeting his words anyway. And that's why he probably feels that it's upon himself to go out there and defend these things and put it into perspective, just like, for example, what the American president did on the Paris deal. He can justify himself and say, no, it wasn't working for the Americans, it wasn't working for the American companies and these people and citizens, etc. But you see, such things, when they're done, they are not done just for you to be selfish enough to look at yourself only, but look at the bigger picture, look at everybody else involved in the whole matrix. So prioritization might differ, and people's understanding might also differ. But like I'm saying, do we understand what this is all about? Do we understand the impact of this whole notion if it just left to juniors instead of being tackled by the real makers per se?
But looking at how things are going, Honorable Chuma, don't you believe that? Let's be a little bit sincere here. You know, of course, Zimbabwe could be concerned about oceans and all those kind of things. You know, the president's office has got some undersecretaries and some secretaries, you know, and all those kind of things. And there's a cabinet minister who is supposed to be, you know, acting whenever maybe some important thing is happening on behalf of the president. So, Honorable Chuma, you know, I tend to have some kind of, you know, maybe let me take it to Mr. Mkwananzi. He tends to have this kind of feeling that a junior should have gone there. So can you hit on that point, please? Let's get Mr. Chuma first, then we'll come to Mr. Mkwananzi.
Okay.
Just briefly, what about Chuma?
But like I was saying, it now all depends on the perspective, how important some of these things are viewed. And fortunately or unfortunately, our president, the government, saw it fit that this must be represented at the highest level, and that's the president himself. And honestly speaking, looking at the deeper impact, you'll understand why. Because now, if you look at it, for the first time in so many years, we are now beginning to feel the effects of these oceanic incurrences now happening in the inland of these landlocked countries. And so, for us to sit back and say, no, let's send a junior who then want to then consult their senior, to me, I think, is not taking this thing as serious as it's supposed to be done. Because, you see, climate change effects are a serious issue that will definitely take us down one of these good days before we actually realize it. So I think it's so justified for the ICE office to go and attend to this so that we all get to agreements that are going to be good for not only us, but our future generations that are going to come.
Thank you, Honorable Chuma. Let's go to Mr. Mkwananzi. Very fast, Mr. Mkwananzi, on that point.
Yes, I have been listening to Mr. Chuma. I thought he was going to come up with something that really justifies the trip. He's been busy romancing the topic instead of delving deep into the matters and show and convince us why a whole president went there. I tell you, this is like a neighbor who has a son who is suffering from cancer, but abandons him to go and attend a neighbor's son who is suffering from mere flu. Zimbabwe has many critical issues that would need President Mugabe to attend to. That country has no infrastructure, it has no services, it has no money in the bank, people are suffering. But you have a president who goes to talk about oceans when he doesn't have such oceans. If this summit was about probably providing assistance to Zimbabwe, to dig oceans around its borders. Perhaps we would appreciate, you know, the urgency with which the president took the matter. But as we have it right now, it is a nullity. It was just a waste of time and money.
Regati mbootura mtire tisata yenda kuzukira kune vadare. Tinasama nyanga waru Botswana makadi.
Tiripota makadi enyo emkoma blessings.
Aiwa, tiripo nyayari mdari romainzi kwa taura itinzi.
Ta nyaya tainzi kwa. Ini angu maonera ndukita. Deo kuti ndukona so kutu kuenda kwa wakaita kusu kuenda kukute wanganga wanechi nangwa chokutu wada kuno mirira nyika. Tino zaka kutu warafama sanctions wakuru yeda. Pese sawo muzanu PF nyangwe wa wachuma amurku nza waruta wale hapa. Wakanzi koko wana mungago kutu hande tino wana ku Washington hande tino wana ku America. Kuno naki zaoku kwa kawa kwa zakanaka wanu tofara. Saka hapo mukana wanenge wateita kuti hapo vanofamba nemari dzehurumende vachinonakidzwawo vachionawo nyika yakarambidzwa kunzi vanofanira kupota muchiuya kuno uko vanenge vatowanawo mukana vari kutonakidzwa vari ikoko. Izvi zvema oceans izvi zvokuti hema ocean ingave nyaya yekuti tingatarisire kuti inyaya ingafambirwa nevarume vakuru kunzi vari kufambira kwena zvema ocean haisiriyo nyaya iripo.
Aiwa tinotenda
kuti Gariba jemu chaiyo riri kunzi ruda kuparara pa kuna kana zviri kurongwa kuti zvorongwa kuti zvofambiswa sei kuti rege kuparara ndo ocean yedu oka Gariba jemu kai. Asi ka hakuna zviri kumboonekwa zviri kugadziriswa ikoko vachinogadzisa maocean ayo kuna ari uko ari kune dzimwe nyika ndirona sekuti ipapapo kungonoshanyawo kufamba.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru samanyanga.
Aiwa zvakanaka imaita basi.
Aha, tinotenda. Samanyanga in Botswana Gibbs says he thinks that you know, government officials are just going there so that they can be given per diem. Otherwise, you know, he sees no reason why Mr. Mugabe's his entry should be in New York. Gibbs, we have another call.
Yes, we've got Umlumzano Lunga, Osetkumani, Baba Lunga Kunja.
Hi,
Spilia Kulu, yeah, not to have one in Lamblanch.
I was with Kona Abu Mangalisi with the Umkabe, the Hamben. Ubarangane ukhetha ukungabi khona nje elizweni ngesimo esikhona nje ukuthola ukuthi nje amadlela ndawonye akhe nje nabo bonke abantu abasebenzisana nabo bakhetha nje ukumenza into ezi-wrong njalo nje ngaso zonke isikhathi nje ukuthi ehambe nje lapha angadingeki khona noma efike emazweni efike ekhipha ama-speeches lawo othola ukuthi i-speech esidala vele bamfundise nje into engekho nje ehlekwa ngabantu nje elizweni sokusibangela nathi ukuthi singabonakali njengabantu nje aba-right kwamanye amazwe ngoba uma singabe siyaqhathanisa nje inkulumo yakhe akayenza last time lapha e-South Africa ukuza ngokho ezozinda iZimbabwe uyibona ingcono kunamanye amazwe beside i-South Africa kwakukhombisa khona nje ukuthi yabona lesa speech abamnika sona kusho ukuthi mbonani i-speech sika-1983 naye esaseyi prime minister vele ngabe yi-president ngoba ma ukhumbula kahle nje early 80s kona laphana kusho ukuthi kuye kwaba nendlala eZimbabwe kwakhosa ukuthi iZimbabwe iyofuna ini umombo le-Kenya la kuzaze sithole le impupho
eyiyeleyaumangalzuya
so ngibona ukuthi bavele bamnika le sastage ngoba kwathi uma kubuya umombo we-Kenya lwana ilizwe lakhe ngathi liyaphika apha and then kwaba yilapho iZimbabwe yayingcono khona ngoba kumanje ma wathi uyabheka iZimbabwe ayilalutho lutho nje kungathiwa liyabukeka nje kuyenzakala iZimbabwe but yetholakale sekhiphe ispeech esithi sona no iZimbabwe ingcono uchithi kunamanye amazwe ase-Africa ngaphandle kwe-South Africa. Okokuqala iZimbabwe kayila mali imali engeyayo nje kuthiwa imali lengeZimbabwe ayikho nje kwaleyo mali amazwe afana noboBotswana, Mozambique noma oMalawi, Zambia enganakho okuningi nje abanakho mhlawumbe okunjengomnotho nje kadala kodwa imali yabo basayisebenzisa leta sathi sikhula thina sithola ukuthi vele basebenzisa leyo mali namanje basasebenzisa leyo mali manje lapha nje kusho ukuthi la madlela ndawonye yakhe nje ayamuyuza nje just ukuthi nje angabi khona elizweni mhlawumbe bone nokuningi lokho kwenzakalayo njengokuthi labantu uma kuthiwa basa izikhalo lesi kupresident le benganadlame benganani bakhetha ukushaywa mpela shaya into enkulu kayo ukuthi ababulawe noma yesifo umuntu kahle ngoba bona labi isebenzi zakhe kazifuna ukuthi kuze kufike lezo zikhalo kuye ukuze bona ukuthi lizwe vele linekabi.
Awuboni ke sikhulu
ukuthi
yebo
ngikhona ukuthi yebo lento yenza ukuthi dai vele nje bemhlanhlatise ngelizwe nje yena lapho ngena sidingo khona.
Awuboni ke elunga baba sibongile kakhulu.
Yebo baba ngibongile nami.
Yebo ungadinela kusasa baba.
Hayi kulungile.
So Mr. Lunga is saying that the president is running away from Zimbabwe's problems. So he says the unfortunate part is that he's being used by his colleagues, you know, want to maybe take advantage of everything that is Zimbabwean, and then they will abuse funds and all those kind of things. So
let's read many people wrote her on Facebook. Anyway, Chirisa says, please, batsirai mkuru uyu, che kugara munyika basa, ungofamba nekufamba, tine gungwa ripi muno. Ko izvo zviri kunetsa mukuru uyu zvinogadziriswa sei achingogara ari mundege iyo ndege yacho zvanyanya tadiwa Basil Kamwara anoti how is this is too much wastage of taxpayers money eh? How is this oceans and what not summit supposed to benefit us? Help me with this one, president. Ernest Mudzaras anoti vamwe zvavo vangangotaure kuti tinotakura zvinhu zvinobva kunyika idzodzo nemvura asi kusatonzwisisa nekuti isu muZimbabwe hatina makungwa ogungwa ratinoda hatingada kuchengetedza saka hapana zvikonzero zvakati tsvikiti kuti vamugabe vaende. Gift Dospan anoti kana zvikanzi tokwe mukosi demu radambura nemvura hativaoni vamugabe vachienda ikoko asi zvikanzi kuUK kana kuAmerica kune chaitika ndo anotangira vamwe vese kusvika ikoko. Brian Kwangwari anoti let them enjoy for the last time, next year we vote them out. Elias Kunaka anoti muZimbabwe mune gungwa here, nai Mwari. Saka pose panoitwa misangano chero zvikanzi ipi neipi vamugabe vanofarira kungoenda here. Then Arnold Andrew Torongo anoti when you become selfish, arrogant and self-centered, oppressive, that runs in your nerves, you fail to understand the aspirations and values of your people. Bright Zoushe anoti protection of oceans, what are you doing there, Mr. Mugabe? Your country is landlocked. Philemon Tafadzwa Jijita anoti ngavasatipedzera mari vamugabe nemimwe misangano isina chekuita nenyika yeZimbabwe. Joshua Muitire anoti are you saying since kumba kwenyu kana kusina magetsi zvikanzi kune musangano you don't attend? We don't have a sea or ocean, but we use these seas and oceans in transporting our goods, so it's more than important to attend. Joshua supports Mr. Mugabe here. Ama nguva yapera usanyengedzwa anotiwo imi muchitadza kugadzirisa mapoto of crisis kuzodzvenyanza mungazozvigona zvadii chaizvo. Naboth Muchakachi anoti makungwa ndo akakosha kudarika nhamo ine vanhu munyika here, nai vamugabe. Honorable Chuma.
Yes,
you heard the majority of people who are responding are saying, why is it that Mr. Mugabe is crying more than the bereaved? The nations that are really affected did not even go there.
Right. I think that in all fairness, I'm going to apportion a bit of blame on you guys and the anchors of this program. What you probably needed to have done was that before this whole discussion began, you should have outlined and explained to the listenership of your program so they understand exactly what this summit is all about, what this whole deal is all about, and demystify it to them. Because I can see if you listen to most of
Honorable Chuma might assume, Honorable Chuma,
from the simple level of saying it's just oceans and transportation, etc., which is not the truth. The truth of the matter is that this summit has got a lot of bearing to do with climatic changes, to do with the issues of drought and the flooding that are affecting every other country, be it landlocked or not landlocked. So it is important that you people give listeners a very fair and a comprehensive sort of view of the topic in discussion, so that when people then engage, they engage from that level, the same level of understanding of what we are talking about.
So Honorable
right
Chuma.
Now,
Honorable Chuma.
I think people don't understand what we're speaking about.
Honorable Chuma. It is your party that says, in terms of literacy, Zimbabwe is on top of the world, 99%. Are you assuming that people don't understand?
Even some students who are at Harvard right now might not understand that as long as they're probably doing law or they're in business school, they might not understand what the grammatic component of the study
is. So it also, Honorable Chuma.
It does not mean that being 100% literate or anything like that then makes you a fundi of every field. It doesn't mean that.
Honorable Chuma.
I'm saying that you as anchors should actually demystify these things, demystify the topic so that people understand, and then they can debate constructively. They can air their views in a sort of relevant way.
Honorable Chuma, but obviously we cannot get angry on behalf of the president. That's why probably we also invited you to explain that point of view. But does that also mean that all the African leaders who did not send their presidents don't understand? Everyone does not understand except three African leaders, including Mr. Mugabe, whose country's economy is struggling, 90% unemployment, and he had to charter a plane actually for more than 1 million to attend that summit. And meanwhile, 4 million people, 4 million people in Zimbabwe are in need of food assistance.
Right. Our economy here in Zimbabwe is agro-based. That's one fact that you must understand. And therefore, any issue to do with climate, you must know that definitely at the core of our existence and of resuscitating our economy. So therefore, whenever there's a discussion or a conference to do with such kind of line, then that is our core. That is our nerve center. We need to be in the forefront to understand and know and see mitigating factors so that we can then get our economy running. So if we don't solve the issues that can affect even the rain, patterns of our season, and be it flooding or drought or anything, then we would have started it all. We need to go to the core first, to the root cause of whatever we do, because we're an agro-based economy. So I don't know about the other countries, and I don't know about how they prioritize their itineraries. But here with us in Zimbabwe, I think we are not offside by looking at such issues, because they do affect us. You must remember that prior to the rain that we received this last season, we have undergone severe droughts that have really incapacitated us and then made us beggars, for food. Not because of policies of the NOPF or policies of the government, but because of the rain that simply did not come.
Whether the government policies
or Nombe, the rain just did not come.
The government policies, Honorable Chuma, have also contributed. We cannot dispute that. Anyway, let's bring in Mr. Mkwananzi. Mr. Mkwananzi?
Yes,
Mr. Mkwananzi?
Yes.
Would you want to respond to that? I think Honorable Chuma is still adamant that, it's important that Mr. Mugabe does attend, and his reason is that Zimbabwe might be landlocked, but, climatic changes, global warming affect the country, and it's imperative for Mr. Mugabe to be there.
That's a description that I can't say. What I want to say is when is Bernard
Mr. Mkwananzi, we can hardly hear you.
I am saying that argument by my perspective, you can't believe that, because agro-based or not agro-based, Zimbabwe does not need to
Mr. Mkwananzi,
let's call him.
Maybe we might have to call you back because the line is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbs.
Yes, siza kufonela ke baba Mkwananzi, siyabuya kwekhona pho kodwa ke siqhubeka nje khona pho sikhuluma ngodaba lweclimate ilwe oceans. Kulomhlangano sibili owenziwa khona ngale New York, laphuma ngameli Robert Mugabe khona. Abantu bayakhuluma sibili abaningi bathi hayi akumelanga umongameli dinga khona ngale. Kodwa sibone ke inxa sikhangela emimlayezo lethethwa ngabantu ukuthi nilibalele lizwele lodwa. Usakhile liline uthi yes, libukele khona ngapha eBotswana silizwa kuhle. Kanti sokulolwandle yini eZimbabwe kumbe yimi esengasalele emuva? Question mark. Kuzobuke uBlessed Bless Banda uthi sokulolwandle yini kwele Zimbabwe ikubonisa umhlaba ukuthi umongameli nguye osaphete ele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya ke njalo lo baba ke ugwaquba uPolite Maphosa uthi ngilani bafowethu asiqhuqeni sibe siyaphambili. Kuzobuya njalo lo mkhokheli Kumbuzi Malaba uthi mina angiboni isidingo sokuthi abe khona kwemhlanganweni lo ngoba eZimbabwe akulalwandle. Kuzobuya njalo lo Ozias Nhliziyo uthi ke asazi khona ngapho ke elanda uMongameli Trump weMelika abakhulumisana engxenye ngagcina sala khona ngapho. Asazi khona futhi uthini lapho mnumzane. Kuzobuya ke uBridi Mhlanga Mbetsi uthi ya uyangena into zolwandle kanti eZimbabwe sokulolwandle yini kakhuthwa izinto uMongameli Mgabe. So most of these people are really saying that the president is not supposed to be here. So then we've got uMehluleli Moyo uthi liyazwakala kahle kakhulu bafowethu kona ngapho ke kona ngapha eBotswana. So he's hearing us very clear from Botswana. So maybe you've got a call there.
Tina mkomata kudzwa makadi mkomata kudzwa ku South Africa. Mkomata kudzwa. Mkomata kudzwa. Inenge siri kuita izvi. Do we have Mr. Mkwananzi back? No, okay. The phones are a bit problematic.
Let's go to what
people are saying on Facebook. Chifembo Mzalanuti, nai iwe Joshua, referring to Joshua, was saying, Zazakanaga Tvam Gabe Vayende, nai iwe Joshua, since land reform started, Zimbabwe yakambo transport chi ne magungwa iwayo shupikai gunmen gunangu ano tichiti kwa ichi chiri kuonekwa nevari koku states asi sema nzugiro ataita chiti kwa chakanaka shukuti du nomen ngirazi ano ti vamu gabi ni mzimaye wa warungu enda zao kushopping kuna zinobatira nyika zinobuda ako jivas sao nyama ano ti kungo tambisa hao marie nyika vachikwira zindege vachitadza kugadzirisa matambudziko akatarisana nevanhu hurumende iyi yatadza basa kwenguva yakareba. Albert Zizi anoti vachitadza kupa vanhu just tapped water muHarare umu vozoda kuona zvema oceans ayaz. This is crazy. Gift it's ayaz. Gift Mukodzi anoti regerai vamugabe nemukadzi wavo vaka vasiyei vaende. And then Christian Munyaradzi Mashumba, ko Zimbabwe ine gungwa ripi, why not delegate the responsible minister? Gibbs, those are some of the...
You have got some more messages. One from Victor Chimunu, who says, oceans are important, but we didn't need a world president to be there, that is in New York. Then Fidelis Sankara Chimombe says, oceans are important, but this was a misplaced priority. And then Victor comes again and says, hey, Chuma, can you justify why the president is there? So he wanted a justification there. And then we've got Sengs Kumalo, who says he's traveling for the last time, still in office as a president of Zimbabwe. We're going to have elections, and we're going to see what we're going to do. So maybe that's a promise from Mr. Kumalo. You know, maybe he says they're going to vote him out. So then we've got another message from Chabo, who says, well, the president could be in New York, but what is this ocean thing all about? So we don't even understand. So at the end of the day, there is this sustainable goal number 14. You still remember? So this is all about, you know, protecting the oceans and all those kind of things. So do you have a caller?
Tina Mkoma Zivanai Magadi. Mkoma Zivanai.
Hello.
Magadi.
Magadi.
Hai watiripo maapinda mchirungu watipe upungwa zenyu.
Hello.
Taura enyu tinzwe. Mkoma zivana ye.
Let's problem.
Asuku kunzwa ye taura ye tinzwe.
Yeah.
Inegeri kuti they say you regati tswage, but of course the lines are a bit problematic, but please keep trying. You might be lucky.
Yes.
I think we still have Honorable Chuma on the line.
Yeah, Baba Chuma, ukona cinqweni? Yengona. Yebo Baba Chuma uyazwela lapha sibili abantu banengi sibili bakhonona sibili ukuthi hayi akumelanga ukuthi ngakuhambe njalo. Njalo thina sithe siqalisa lapha uhlelo sifake ke itape kaMongameli ekhuluma ngokuqatheka kwama oceans. Lokuthi vele bona babona ngani kumele kuhambise njani. So ke Baba Chuma ngabantu nje babekhonona kangaka. Pho kungathiwani ngoba ulwandle akukule Zimbabwe njalo impahla ezibuya ngapha kwele Melika. Lezi yakho zindawo zingani zilutshwane ngaphandle kwe-oil kumbe evela ku-Middle East. So kodwa-ke abantu bacela bathi babajuma justifya phela utsho sibili ukuthi kuhamba njani khona.
Azi ngize ngahleka ngathi khana lanamafoni angikhona asezeyala ukungena ngoba abantu bakhuluta abangayizwisisanga kuhle eyami lokhu izwakala kuhle ngoba ngizama ukukhuluma into ekhona ephilayo. UNkulunkulu so usebenza ngendlela ejiyene. But anyway, my justification for this thing is as simple as all this. In Zimbabwe, ngithe mina lilizwe eli-agrobase eliphila ngokulima. Therefore, ekulimeni kwethu siyadinga ukubana umkhathi usihambele ngendlela efaneleyo. Sifuna ilangeni elikwanileyo, sifuna izulu elikwanileyo, sifuna imoya ekwanileyo. Manje ngendlela abanye abantu abenza ngazo kuma-oceans afana uyakwazi ukuthi nabantu abanye abenza i-dumping in-oceans like for example ama-oil alazi sikhuma ngawo ensamba zakhe kusuka kulimaze-ke imvelo yethu. Sokudala-ke izinto ezinjengama-cyclone, sokudala o-drought, sokudala izinto ezishiyeshiyeneyo ezizayenza ubana siphile nzima. Ngakho-ke ubone umongameli ubone kufanele njalo kuqakathekile ubona abe khona ukuthi wena kukhulunywa into lezilayo ekhona ngoba bakhona abanye esibakathi ngama-big brothers who are bullies who would want to bully their ways and sort of circumvent the issues and want to do things on their own call, which actually then affects everybody else at the end of the day. And those people need to be told to stop it. And most of us and most of our leaders seem to have shied away from that because of whatever circumstances, whether they are getting aid, whether they are getting funding, and then they feel incapacitated to say the truth as it is supposed to be said. So, Tina Silenza and Solomon Gabeli also Mama Kulme things as they are. And therefore, it was important that we are represented at that kind of level so that Sikozani, who was the one even right for everybody, for me and for my future generation. So there is nothing wrong with the president being there to then go and air his voice for the voiceless. Because if you look at it in Africa now, we've got most people that are afraid to say things as they are because of attachments that have been rendered to them. And then they become weak, I mean, to sort of speak out their truth.
Honorable Chuma, but why should Mr. Mugabe go and promote this Pan-Africanism when his own people are suffering? Should he not prioritize Zimbabweans?
That is part of the prioritizing, my brother, because if the president goes out and speaks and we correct that issue of ocean dumping and stuff like that, and then gradually it will cascade to our climate being stable, and therefore nations that survive on agriculture, for example, like Zimbabwe, can now then begin to thrive. And we can begin to have a reliable sort of climate condition that will make us then thrive. But right now we're not thriving because there are some bullies that are doing these things purposely without regard to any other human society. And this is happening world over. And therefore, we need somebody who's going to perfect that so that then our situation at home becomes good. So,
okay, let's,
the president can come and stay in Zimbabwe, but as long as those people do whatever they are doing, we are not going to solve it. We are going to have a chaotic climatic
thank you, Honorable Chuma.
Which will not work well for our country.
Thank you. We want to bring in our third guest, that is Mr. Victor Chimutu, a political analyst based in Norway. That is Victor Chimutu. Mr. Chimutu, good evening.
Good evening, blessing.
Yes. What is your take on this trip by Mr. Mugabe to New York to attend this summit?
You know, I've been listening to this discussion, and I would agree with the contributions that have been made by Mkwananzi. Mm-hmm. And what I see Mr. Chuma is doing is just, you know, trying to justify or massage around the area without bringing in some clear justification why we needed as a country to send the president there. The issue here is not that we are not saying oceans are not important or that issues of climate change are not important to Zimbabwe, but we are saying that the president could have sent a cabinet minister, because now the cabinet minister responsible for the environment is there in New York. And because it's the president who appoints this cabinet minister. And when you appoint cabinet ministers, you are delegating responsibility. And it's then the duty of ministers that you have given this responsibility to represent us. So we don't need a whole president to be always available on these summits and conferences. Because I think you can understand that the president was also in Mexico about barely 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And when you put this into bigger perspective, President Mugabe has been in Zimbabwe less days than he has been out of Zimbabwe in 2017. So it's not only about this. You know, the nation is not only here because of this conference, but with the frequency our president is going out of the country when the country is in this kind of mess. So this is, we have to understand it in this bigger context. And we have also to understand that the president has used up to $20 million, you know, to attend this, to go on these foreign trips in 2017 alone, and we are barely halfway of 2017. So and then it's in a country where people are sleeping on bank queues. There is a cash crisis. Farmers, tobacco farmers are not being paid. They are sleeping on auction floors. So this is why the citizens are not so happy. It's not the idea that we don't understand that climate change is not of significance to us or to Zimbabwe. It's not about that. It's about priorities.
Thank you, Mr. Chibuti. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, we have a call.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke umbongeni sithole. Baba mbongeni sithole kunjani?
Eh, ngiyaphila baba.
Yeah, ungaphi kona?
South Africa.
Yeah, akuthi fatha nje uchaye nje ngamafishane. Eh, sizwe ukuthi ungathini ngodaba lolu lwamongamelo ngapha kwelemelika.
Umgabe mina kuphela into ezayitsho nje ukuthi yena nje wona ehambile nje, so akahambelanga ukuthi uhambele umhlangano, hhayi. Uhambele ukuthi ufuna ukuthi bambone kahle ukuthi usakhona ukuhamba, usakhona ukukhuluma, uyakhona nje yonke into njengabilo khona. Akahambelanga ukuthi uhambele abantu or inani. Uhambela nje ukuthi asuphe abantu bona laba njengobana sikhuluma manje, angithi sikhala ngokuthi uhambe echitha izimali esenza kanjani. Uyeza mabomo ngoba vele nje ngumuntu onenkani, uyeza mabomo nje ukuthi ahambe kuphela asuphe abantu bona laba abathi angayi emhlanganeni naleyo dlalisa imali. Uyayibona leyo nto? Yiyo nje kuphela enye into ayihambelayo. Akacabangeli ukuthi omunye umuntu njani. Nanku sibonile last week bekhuluma ngokuthi ufuna ukuthatha amanye amaplazi futhi. But uyabona kodwa ukuthi kunabanye abantu abahlile ukulima kodwa ufuna ukuthatha futhi amaplazi. Uyakubona ukuthi vele ngacabangeli ilizwe, uzicabangela yena nje lezane uphefu yakhe kuphela kulenye indlela nje acabangayo. Yiyo nje kuphela nje kuphela abantu ababoyena umgaba abazicabangela yona nabantu bakhe.
Boni ke mnumzana Mbongeni sithole, sibongele kakhulu baba.
Ngiyabonga nam.
Yeah, so he's saying that the president came here to show you know, the world that he can still walk, he can still talk what he wants, and he can always show them how he does things. And he says, you know, he does what he, as he pleases, you know. That's Mr. Mugabe for you. Yeah.
And Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I think the consensus is very clear from Zimbabwe is that they are not happy with Mr. Mugabe's travels, not only this one, but his frequent trips. Is there anyone in ZANU-PF who can say, Mr. Mugabe, people are not happy, you must cut on these trips? Or everyone is just cheering him on?
No, you see, it's not an issue of cheering on or anything like that. It's an issue of fundamentals. Mm-hmm. It's an issue of understanding why the president has to go to President Tshipo and stuff like that. Unfortunately, at times you can have a vision that you might not share with other people. But also, again, one thing that I've realized is that the listenership and the contributors of our programs here, most of the time, is biased towards the anti-Mugabe issue. Which I don't know how that can be corrected, but I can tell you that we've got a lot of people who understand, because the majority of Zimbabweans live through this issue of farming. I can tell you that about maybe 1.7 to 1.8 million households in Zimbabwe survive solemnly from farming activity. And when I say 1.8 million households, you can then multiply that figure by probably, say, 5 to 10. So you probably can have easily between 7 to 9 million people that will survive through this agricultural process. So these people will be very happy if you could tap into them. They'll be very happy with such initiatives of the president going out there to safeguard the issue of the climate.
But Honorable Chuma, wouldn't those same people be very happy if the president uses, say, the 1 million that he used to charter a plane to New York and donate that money to the people of Cholocho affected by floods? You think the people in Cholocho affected by floods will say, oh, it's very good our president is attending a summit in New York. Meanwhile, they don't have food.
And guess what? Government went out of its way, and thank heavens, even the donor community and actually, to my surprise, even countries like America went out of their way to assist those flood victims.
America now, is Zimbabwe's greatest contributor, Honorable Chuma, by far.
Say, those people in Cholocho were affected by floods, and why was that so? So now, that is the fundamental question that the president is going to address now in New York, to say, brothers and sisters out there, let's not do ABCD, because at the end of the day, it then causes flooding in Cholocho. It causes flooding in Token Kosi, etc. So they'll be happy to get these donations and stuff like that. But they'll be more than happy again to have their head of state going out there to defend that issue, the cause of this flooding. It's from these oceans and the seas. And it must start from there. So but what I'm saying is that all these efforts, all of them, complement each other. So that is why I will come back to say there is no problem with the president being there, because that is the root cause of our flooding. That is the root cause of our drought. That is the root cause of all these climatic changes that you've seen occurring in our continent, in the world over.
Let's also bring Mr. Chimu to respond to that, please.
No, I think this is the I think from the discussion, this is the problem we are having, because Honorable Chuma is going around the issue. Zimbabweans, and contributors overwhelmingly, we understand the importance of climate change, and we understand, the need for countries to make contributions, and for Zimbabwe to make, you know, contribution to this important issue, global issue. But the question we are asking is it necessary for Zimbabwe as a country to send a president to that conference? Because we do have a minister who is appointed by the president, and who we believe then is qualified for that job. And that minister can also equally deliver that important message on behalf of Zimbabwe. So it's an issue that if we send a minister, a very smaller delegation, then we are going to save, you know, some much-needed cash, because, you know, the country is in crisis. And then we can allocate that money elsewhere. So the idea that Mr. Chuma is keeping on hitting that, you know, oceans are important, climate change is important, yes, we understand that. We are not disputing that. But is it necessary that we should send a president, a whole president, to this event? And we are putting it into a bigger context. I want also him to respond to this bigger context, that our president has been out of Zimbabwe more days than he has been in Zimbabwe this 2017. How can we justify that?
And in that process, Mr. Chimutu. Unfortunately, time has run out. Of course, it's not only a concern in Zimbabwe. President Trump, you remember, people were complaining in America, some people, about his going to Florida, saying he's wasting taxpayers' money here in America. But We have come to the end of this program. We want to thank our guest this evening, Honorable Joseph Chuma, Mr. Victor Chimutu, political analyst based in Norway, and also Mr. George Mukwananzi, PDP deputy spokesperson in South Africa. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.